Now, Martin O'Mullier on Twitter has described the Michael Stone attack on Milltown Cemetery 30 years ago as an RUC-UDA attack. This after the son of a Portlaoise prison officer killed by the IRA calls for a Sinn Féin senator in the Republic to be expelled after insulting the dead officer on Twitter as well. Is Sinn Féin using social media now for a harder message? That's one of the questions we're going to be asking this morning. And also on the programme, Jamie DeLargy on why Brexit may not be good for the DUP. And the potholes, are they the biggest hazard to motorbikers? So the main number is 0289033105. A lot of coverage about a tweet that Martin O'Mullier has sent 30 years on from the Michael Stone murderous attack on mourners in Milltown Cemetery, and he refers to it as an RUC UDA attack. People reacting to that this morning, you can have your say on it. He posted the comment on Twitter, and of course Twitter has very much been in the headlines as far as Sinn Féin's concerned over the last 24 hours or so. The son of a prison officer in the Republic murdered by the IRA wants Sinn Féin to take more action against Senator Mary Devine, who insulted, according to, indeed, the dead prison officer's son, his memory when she retweeted a tweet. And Sinn Féin have taken action against her, but not to the extent that he would like. And the dead officer is Mr. Brian Stack, and his son is Austin Stack. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, Austin, first and foremost, just put us in the picture here, because there's so much talk about this in the Republic, and we've heard many times about your father and how he was shot by the IRA, but some people in Northern Ireland won't be as familiar with how you and your family became victims. So just remind us of that, please.
Well, late the other evening, I was made aware of a tweet that came from an anonymous account, which a lot of Sinn Féin supporters and Sinn Féin public representatives would follow. And this tweet basically, it was in reaction to a tweet that I put out in where I said that I was looking to meet with the mayor of New York following his christening of St. Patrick's Day as Gerry Adams Day. And I just made a request to meet with the mayor and wanted to put an alternative point of view to him. And in reaction to that, this anonymous Twitter account basically called my father a sadist prison officer. My father was murdered by the IRA for doing his job. He was shot dead on a Dublin street by a coward who came up from behind him and shot him in the back of the head. My father was awarded a bravery medal by the state down here for his actions in defending the state during the Troubles. And for a member of the Oireachtas, Senator Mara Devine, then to retweet that tweet. And not only did she retweet the tweet, but when I actually pointed out to her what she had done and asked her had she no shame, she came back and she said to me, no, I've no shame. And we had an interaction of four or five tweets where essentially she tried to justify retweeting the tweet. And, you know, that to me, you know, the weasel words of Sinn Féin and Mary Lou MacDonald in the last 24 hours carry no ice with me in relation to this, because this, it wasn't just a case of an error of judgment in retweeting the tweet. She engaged in four or five subsequent tweets in which she tried to justify it.
But Sinn Féin have taken action against her. They acknowledge this, along with other tweets from Senator Devine, have caused hurt to you and your family. And they have suspended her for 3 months.
Absolutely. They suspended her for 3 months, but they will welcome her straight back into the party after that 12 weeks. I think it's sometime in June she'll be welcomed with open arms back into the party. It's quite interesting that, you know, I